And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, happy weekend to you. Welcome to the Jim Brown Show. Hope you had a great week in this cold weather in most parts of the country. Down where I live, I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 71 degrees today. Our show emanates out of Minneapolis. Talking to my producer, Tom Sherman, earlier, he said it might reach 30 today. So my tough decision is whether to wear long pants or short pants when I get outside this afternoon. Don't want to rub it into you folks still getting over the bad weather, but I hope you're having a good week. Weather really affected me this week, by the way. You know, if you like college basketball, and I do, I had a scholarship to play basketball at the University of North Carolina. Love that school, followed their basketball tradition, even though I live down in the deep south. But the game of the year is generally the Carolina-Duke game. They played twice. They're both in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And this week it was on Wednesday night, prime ESPN game, 9 o'clock, and I had tickets right at midcourt to go see Carolina, my alma mater, play their arch rival Duke. Duke's great tradition, Mike Krzyzewski, their wonderful basketball coach. I love Duke, too. Took some courses when I was up at Carolina. The schools are only about maybe 10 miles apart. So I drive over and take my English courses over at Duke, which you could do. You could swap the courses off while I attended Carolina. So wonderful tradition, great college basketball, big, big game, people all over the country coming in, tickets impossible to get. Had some relatives up there that got me a seat. I'm all set to go, and I ended up, I think I told a lot of you, I had a knee replacement surgery, and I wasn't feeling all that great, and very reluctantly I canceled the last minute, wished my colleagues well. Big group from down here went up to the game, got in their car, drove to the campus, all set for the game on Wednesday evening. They announced because of the weather, they called the game off. So, and I don't want to laugh. It was terrible for those fellas. They made all that trip up there. And anyway, the weather was really bad. And you folks up there in North Carolina, I got a lot of listeners up in North Carolina, Mockville, North Carolina, WDSL, 1520 AM. You guys listen to us up there. Also, Statesville. I go through Statesville all the time when I go up into the mountains. It's WSIC, 1400 AM. In any event, they can't make the game. Oh, they're so disappointed. So what are you going to do? You got to come back home. So the next morning they get up to come down to Charlotte to make their plane home. All flights have been canceled that day as well as the following day. So they have to rent a car and come all the way back home in a car through terrible weather, bad roads. What a labor of love. So for those of you that love basketball, you'll know that I guess the only decent decision I made this week is to pass on that game because of all the controversy. Hey, good show today, by the way. Coming up here at the bottom of this hour, Ted Bernstein joins us. He's a financial planner. Did you check the lottery? Do you buy lottery tickets? Do you live in the mega lottery district where about 25 states cover it? And you folks up in New York, listen to us up there in New Jersey. We all share the same lottery. They do so out in the West Coast, too. The lottery last night was $330 million. Nobody won. It now, I saw the sign as I was coming down to the studio to get ready for the show. The lottery now is up to $400 million. $400 million. What would you do if you won that money? How would you respond? How would you even deal with something like that? Well, it'd be something we'd all like to do. But would you take all the money up front? You get about a third of that. So if you, let's assume you'd won last night, 330, you'd end up with about $110 million. Would you take it all up front, or you have the option of taking it over 20 years, a guaranteed sum with some built-in interest? So do you roll the dice and feel that the interest rate is going to stay fairly stable, and you take it over 20 years? Or would you take it up front? I'd take it all up front. I want the money all up front because I'm a little older. I'd like to do some investing and some planning for my kids. I'd like to take that on myself. So if I took a, I mean, I guess I could live over 20 years. What's $110 million? That's, what, $6, $7 million a year? I could make it off $6 million a year. I could squeeze by. I could do okay. But I'd rather have the 110 set up trust for my kids, for my grandkids, be sure they're all set for the rest of their lives, do some beneficial giving of some causes that I've warmed to my heart, helping my community, some educational concerns. My daughter, have a daughter out in the West Coast, very involved in health care. Probably set up a foundation where we could go in and make some individual grants to some churches and some small clinics that are helping individual people who can't get much federal or state help. Try to do something along that line. I push the cause of justice. I think there's been such a lack of fairness in this country within the court system. I'd want to do a nonprofit corporation to help along those lines, to help those who are unjustly charged. I do a number of things that I have a personal interest in. And you couldn't do that, you see, if you took it over 20 years. You might make more money that way. And maybe if I'm 30, I'd reconsider that. But I'd want it all up front. Anyway, Ted Bernstein's going to join us at the bottom of the hour here, just about 15 minutes, and talk to us about that very, very thing. Then top there, the next hour, Dr. Eric Luthar is going to join us about how we are dividing and limiting our choices as machines take over more and more of our lives. There's a line between humans and machines that many have seen an erosion of, that just shows that this line is disappearing. All these technological revolutions have begun, and the distinction between the human mind and computers is evolving into a new level of connectedness, if you will. We've seen some recent motion pictures talking about dealing with computers and how computers are thinking and creating. And it's a kind of a scary, uncertain area. Probably be run-of-the-mill coming up here in a few years, but right now it's a very chilling thought. And again, we'll have a neurosurgeon, Dr. Eric Luthart, to talk to us at the top of the hour. It's a good show today here today, and I hope you're doing well wherever you are. I want to talk here in the short segment we have left, plus the next segment, about headlines all over the country. Pick up the newspapers where I live as well as the rest of the country. Immigration has become a front-burner issue. Cokie and Stephen Roberts, remember Cokie Roberts on ABC News, happens to be from New Orleans. Her father was Hale Boggs, who was the majority leader in the House of Representatives. Lindy Boggs was her mother, who was the ambassador to the Vatican. Knew her family well. I know Cokie Roberts. In any event, the headline in her article today in the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, and I've seen the same article in other parts of the country, Congress is run by cowards, and we deserve better. And the focus of her column is immigration, that the Congress doesn't have the courage to step up to the plate and bring about some major immigration, what she calls is reform. And then just above that article, George Will, respected national conservative columnist, he writes for a number of publications. I read George Will. I like him. I've heard him talk on several occasions. The guy is, I think, he is an intellectual. He's very bright. He's brighter than me, brighter than most of my listeners. But he kind of rubs that in his columns. He uses words that I don't think are quite that apropos. I think he tries to overplay his intellectualism, if you will. But still, you can't take away from the guy that he's a very bright guy. And if you're of conservative persuasion, he makes sense. Today, again, he writes about immigration. He says opposition to immigration because the economy supposedly cannot generate sufficient jobs is defeatism. Zero-sum reasoning about a fixed quality of American opportunity is for an American a defensive crouch. For Republicans, for conservatives and Americans, a defensive crouch. He's saying that you need to stand up and do something about immigration. Should we? Should we legalize 20 million illegal immigrants into this country? What do you think? We'll come back and talk about that. This is Jim Brown Program. My website, and I write about a lot of these issues we're talking about today, is simply jimbrownusa.com. www.jimbrownusa.com. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to freshen up your coffee like I'm going to do. Then we're going to come back and talk about what we do on this immigration problem in America today. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Before we took that short pause, I was talking about immigration reform. It's come to the front burner in this country as Congress is trying to find a balance as to what they do. The Republicans are scared of the issue. They don't want to look on as bringing in all these illegal immigrants, and for very good reason, because if you look at going back to into the 80s, when Ronald Reagan legitimized many immigrants, you found that most of those immigrants voted Democratic. So the Republicans have got a tough political decision. Now, our show is not focused on Republicans or Democrats. We're trying to do the right thing for the country. I pointed out today that immigration reform is a major focus in newspapers all over the country. Cokie Roberts and her husband Steve Roberts wrote a column headlined, Congress is run by cowards and we deserve better because they won't stand up on immigration reform. And you've got George Will. He says reform will matter to future Republican Party. George Will, a conservative columnist, writes that Republicans are making a big mistake by not dealing with this whole immigration issue. And basically what he's saying is economically we should legitimize some 20 million illegal immigrants who've come into this country. I want to stay consistent, and I know you want to do what's best for the economy. But, you know, you can make a great argument about what's best for the economy. Recently, there have been some Wall Street traders that have gone to jail. These are pretty bright guys. Probably what's best for the economy is to monitor those fellas and ladies who are convicted of crimes, not send them to jail, and let them use their financial expertise to help create more jobs if you're concerned about the economy. But that's not what our system's all about. You break the law, then you got to pay the penalty. You know, if you're right, you've got to follow the law or there are consequences. And George Will and Cokie Roberts and all these others who are saying that the Republican Party should rush to embrace immigration reform don't seem to be that concerned about breaking the law. And so I want to go back to the very basics because that concerns me. Granted, there are some terrible situations where kids come into this country and their parents bring them in at a very young age and they've got to pay the price if they're not legitimized. But I'm just not sure that one of the great founding principles of our country was that children would not be punished for the mistakes of their parents. That's Marco Rubio, this senator from Florida, this presidential wannabe. And so many Republicans are now jumping on the line of, well, we can't punish the children. It's just not fair to punish the children. Look, we punish children all the time for mistakes their parents make. All the time. If you got a parent who's an alcoholic, you're punished because of that. The parent is not right in their mind. They're not giving you the right parental guidance that you need. If your parent is a drug user, then you are being punished. If your parents feed you nothing but junk food, you're being punished by the mistakes of your parents. And government doesn't run in to solve your problems because that happens. The parent is a criminal. I mentioned the Wall Street example. The guy gets 10 years in jail for financial manipulation. The child's punished. I mean, if we have an excuse that lawbreaking shouldn't be punished because we don't want to punish the children, there's no end to the crimes that have to be forgiven. I mean, insider trading, theft, rape, murder, on and on and on. The kids did nothing wrong, but they have to go to bed every night punished because of what their parents did. You see the logic I'm saying? You got to stay consistent. It's not a question of what's best for the Republicans. It's not what is best for the Democrats. What is probably best for the Democrats is to have comprehensive immigration reform and legitimize all these 20 million immigrants, because if tradition bears its weight, most of those immigrants are going to vote Democratic. And from a political point of view, that's why I'm puzzled why so many Republicans are jumping on the campaign reform bandwagon. They think, oh, we're going to get out front and deal with this issue. No, you're not. No, you're not. You haven't in the past. And when you come in, so many illegal immigrants don't have much of an income level, have no savings. They grab on to the Democratic mantra of food stamp program and all the benefits out there. And who do you thank for that? You thank the Democrats. So why the Republicans think that massive immigration reform that they lead the charge on is going to help their party, I just don't see it. But I'm not here arguing politics. That's not my point. It's not a political decision. I'm just talking about this argument that more and more Republicans are embracing, that it's not the kids' fault. We shouldn't do this to punish the kids. And I make the point that we punish the kids in all times of all kinds of decisions made by their parents. Again, I mentioned drug users and alcoholics and parents who are criminals, parents who have to pay the time. What do you do about that? So the, if you say, well, okay, we're not going to punish these kids, so if their dad has to go to jail, what we'll do is we'll defer the sentences until the kids turn 26 so they can stay on dad's health insurance, or at least until the kids have gone to college. I mean, are we going to defer the sentences because it's not best for the kids? You see where I'm coming from? So to tell me that it's not fair to the kids that their parents broke the law and broke them into this, brought them into this country illegally, I don't wash. I can't buy that. Now, there should be a balance there somehow or other. There should be, you know, the effort of getting rid of, we got millions and millions of illegal immigrants living in the shadows. No doubt about that. And we don't do a very good job. We've done a very poor job of protecting the border and of weeding out all these illegals. So as a consequence, some balance has to come into play. I don't know what that balance is. The Republicans certainly don't. The Republic can'ts and the Demo don'ts. Both have not shown us a way that makes sense to where there is a path to legitimacy. To where you come in, you fess up, you say, look, I broke the law. I want to go through a process where I'm not a voter, I'm not an American citizen. And maybe there's some way where you don't deport under some specified procedure of a backlog, of paying a fine, of learning to read and write, okay, learning to read and write, of qualifying to be an American citizen. And again, the Demo don'ts, the Republicans have not come up with that way. Now we've got the Republicans jumping on the bandwagon. We've got to legitimize these 20 million. Boy, politically, that's a bad, bad wash. I think they're going to pay a heck of a political price for that. But that's their decision. Again, I'm not into the political prognostication as to what's best for the Republican Party. They've shot their foot in the shot themselves in the foot continually over so many decisions. Mitt Romney could have won the presidency, but just of the dumb mistakes of the Republican Party. And again, I'm an independent. I'm neutral on this thing. I don't care about the Republicans or the Democrats. I wish we had more. We need a third party in this country is what we need to balance all this out. But immigration reform starts with putting aside the fact that it's bad for the kids, put a path together that makes sense. And so far, the Republicans and the Democrats have failed to do so. So I throw that out to you, and we'll talk some more about that. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the lottery. If you won the lottery, what would you do with your $400 million is what it's up to now? We'll come back and talk about it. Freshen up your coffee, and come on back and join me here on the Jim Brown Show. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNlive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free, and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty! This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I bought a lottery ticket last night and got up this morning early, got some coffee before the show, and drove by the big board on a thoroughfare that shows me what the lottery value is. Instead of the $330 million it was yesterday, it's up to $400 million. What would I do with $400 million? I've got all kinds of things I'd do, but how would you take it? Would you take it all in one lump sum? Would you take a payout? And, of course, these same decisions come when you deal with your life insurance planning for your kids. I'm going to talk about that a little bit this morning. Ted Bernstein's joining me. He's a life insurance specialist with decades of background in financial planning, nationally recognized expert in alternative distribution strategies, and life insurance product development. We're going to put these questions to him here right now. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Good morning, Jack.
Now, Ted, I didn't win. I sure was hoping to. I didn't win, but assuming I would have won, I've seen some figures where most people overwhelmingly take the complete payout of a lottery. They take the whole ball of wax. They want the whatever they're entitled to once the taxes are deducted. And is that the best thing to do? Or because I guess I worry if it pays out over 20 years, and maybe I want to spend the money now. What is the best financial approach if you take something like that if I happen to win the lottery?
Well, if you happen to win the lottery, we really do believe that what you just said about people that overwhelmingly take the lump sum payout leads to all the horrific statistics that we then read about in what happens to lottery winners and their winnings and how quickly they evaporate. There really is a direct link between taking that lump sum payout and then the mismanagement of those funds. And, of course, it's not only the person's issue and fault. You know, that's a lot of money, and the predators come from everywhere, preying on people who have come into that kind of money. It's just a lot of responsibility, similar to when an athlete gets a big contract. And so there are alternatives. It's an individual choice, but you know, you just put it front and center, saying, you know, what happens when you come into that huge pile of money? What should you do? Good idea to think about taking installments.
Yeah, and I understand. I guess I'm looking selfishly at the fact that I'm a little older. I'm in my 70s. That, you know, I've got four kids I'd like to set up trust for, let them have that money. They're all successful in their businesses. Some are in real estate. Some are doing a variety of things where if each one, say, had a $15, $20 million trust fund that they could use as collateral for their borrowing, they could do a lot better in their lives, put a trust fund for each of my grandkids up to take care of all their college education. So I guess what you're saying is that as long as I'm responsible and do my right financial planning and put it in that perspective, it might make sense. But the chance of abuse and the chance for someone taking advantage of a less sophisticated investor is so great. And as you pointed out, we've seen a number of lottery winners who are very unhappy. They become alcoholics or they've gone broke. So I guess it's a question of personal responsibility. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And winning the lottery, of course, is an event that it happens incredibly infrequently to the population at large. An inheritance, and certainly being the beneficiary of life insurance proceeds, is something that happens much more frequently to people. And the lottery just makes a great example out of what would you do if that happened to you, because ultimately at some point, many people that we know are going to inherit money, or they are going to be the beneficiary of an insurance policy. And fortunately, the change with the life insurance industry, Jim, has been that the change is that the owner, the person buying the life insurance, now has the opportunity at the time they buy the policy to choose, instead of a lump sum for their family, they get to choose how they want those proceeds paid out to their beneficiaries, in what increments and over what period of time.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because traditionally, as you and I know, which is your business, if you have term life at the end of a certain period of time, you got a lump sum. If you have whole life when you pass away, then that money is paid off. Generally, I think most people out there think it's done in one lump sum, to where the family comes into a great deal of money. Then they have to go back to square one with their financial planning. Great to have this money to give us some security, but what do we do with it all? So what you're saying is that someone buying life insurance might say, okay, when if something happens to me, I want the family in these different levels to get the money, but I want to lay it out over a period of years so they don't go through it irresponsibly. Is that what you're suggesting, Ted?
That is exactly it. You said it perfectly well, and I will add an extra element of value to this for doing that. So once that decision is made, and we always are the first to emphasize, it doesn't make any difference to us whether someone chooses lump sum or the installment option. But for those that choose the installment option, the cost of the insurance is significantly lower, or for the same premium as you would be paying for a lump sum amount of insurance, you could buy significantly more insurance. And I'm talking up to 50% less cost or 50% more insurance by simply giving the insurance company more time to pay those proceeds. They give you a time value of money reward, if you will.
Well, I guess it comes down to financial planning, which is what you are. I mean, sometimes if you're in a pretty good situation with your insurance where you don't have a big mortgage, there's not a lot of debt or anything like that, then that makes sense. On the other hand, if you've got a big mortgage to pay off and you've got, say, you want to protect your wife, and she's not working, she's a little older, and you want that money to be able to pay off your mortgage, I guess those are all tough decisions, and you really need a financial planner. I mean, you got to get some expert advice on this. Look, I'm a lawyer, and have dealt with a number of financial issues, and I'm not sure what to do in cases like this. So if someone with my background can't make those decisions, you probably need to get some professional help, even if you don't have that much you're dealing with. Would you agree with me on that?
Completely, I do. And that is the value of buying insurance from people who are experienced and understand the product and can help you make those decisions and how they fit into your overall plan. And there's a third variation on this theme. So if you will, prior to the last couple of years, life insurance has always been paid out to the beneficiary, or at least the owner had no control over that decision. Now the owner has the option of either a lump sum or installment, but there's a third option, and that is to combine those two. And now we have the best of both worlds. We have the idea of life insurance, and we have the idea of an annuity. Put those two things together, and you can have a what we refer to as a hybrid version. So I'm just going to make this simple and say that somebody with a $1 million life insurance policy, today we know those proceeds will be paid for lump sum. But we now know they have the option to turn those payments into, and I'll just make up an example of 10 years, $100,000 a year. But what they can also do is have a partial lump sum. And I'll, again, just make up some numbers and say that in year one, to handle the debt, because there's often some, you know, issues around that and the shock of that. And so you could have a $300,000 lump sum payment and then spread the balance of the $700,000 over whatever period of time you want. So that hybrid really gives people tremendous flexibility coming out of a scenario where there's been no flexibility. To now, you can literally create the exact type of death benefit solution that you would like for your family to have. And
right.
Oftentimes, our advice is, go ahead.
Well, Ted, I just wanted to, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to tell our listeners that you can get more of these options and talk to Ted and see what he's suggesting at his website, which is www.lifeinsuranceconcepts.com. That's lifeinsuranceconcepts.com. That is on my website at jimbrownusa.com, Ted's picture and his website there, too. Hey, Ted, we're out of time. Glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show. You gave some good advice, and I hope one of us wins the lottery here in the next few years.
Thanks for having me. Very much so.
All right,
Appreciate that. Take
care. Freshen up your coffee. We'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from ClearChoice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call ClearChoice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
It was quite a week this week. We had Valentine's Day. I hope you were able to do something special for your favorite other. And it was also Lincoln's birthday. Abraham Lincoln, probably more written about him than by far than any other president of the United States. Some people say he was the greatest president. I'm not a Lincoln fan. If those of you that listen to my program regularly or read the columns I have on my website at jimbrownusa.com, I just feel that Lincoln failed in not finding a solution to the Civil War. We just didn't need to lose over America, a million Americans fighting each other, brother against brother, and family against family. I just think that was a huge mistake on his part. And by the way, some people think that Lincoln was obsessed with freeing the slaves. And here are his words in a letter written to New York Tribune editor Horace Greeley back in 1962. My paramount objective in this struggle is to save the Union, and it is not either to save or destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. So his focus was this paranoia about saving the Union, even though our founding fathers, you go back to James Madison and go right through the list of all those who founded this country, said that, you know, states should be able to secede or come and go as they want. That's the right, just as America decided to leave England. That's a basic human constitutional right. Now, I'm not going to re-argue the Civil War. That's not my point. But the issue of slavery came up this week. Had a luncheon with some friends of mine in town. David Bridges, who's a professor at the University of Richmond, has written extensively about the Civil War, his most recent book, The Broken Circle. And David was in town at a book signing at Barnes & Noble here in Louisiana. So I hosted lunch with several other friends who have a deep interest in the Civil War. And we talked a lot about Lincoln, the Civil War, as I often have a chance to do. But then the issue of slavery itself came up. And we talked at length about slavery, that it was so abominable back then. And yet, if you Google slavery, how much slavery there is in the world, what you'll find out is there's more slavery, more people in slavery today, in the world today, than at any time in our nation's history. I know that's hard for many of you to fathom, but just go to your computer and Google slavery in the world today. Again, more slavery in the world today There's been in the history of this country. There's always been a great deal of slavery. Now, maybe it's not the time where you're chained and bound and are pulling the horse carts, because the use of slavery is different today than it was 200, 2,000 years ago. But the sex slavery in America, I mean, it's just overwhelming. I'll tell you a guy who writes about it extensively is in the New York Times. You've got Nicholas Kastoff, who writes extensively about slavery in America in the New York Times. He's runaway kids enticed over the Internet and then put into bondage, where they have a pimp who takes all their money and exploits them for sexual purposes in this country that, according to a number of studies, that's fairly rampant in this country today. And, of course, you can look all over the world. The country where you're most likely to be enslaved anywhere in the world is Mauritania. This is a West African nation. They talked about outlawing slavery, but it remains very common there. Some projections are that 20% of the Mauritanians live in slavery. They're enslaved. They're indentured. The families can't afford the kids, so they give them to some wealthier family who use these kids as servants and keep them in bondage for years and years. And it goes on extensively throughout this world. So far from doing away with slavery in this country today, and in the world today, there is a great deal of slavery. And we talked about that at length. And the fact that we just don't seem to profile it. Most of it, of us don't think about, you know, you go in some of the cities, you go down to New Orleans, for example, or you go to New York City, you go to any city, and you look at some of the low barrier areas or some of the trade areas where there's the strip clubs and the bars and everything like that, and you see these young kids standing on the street corner, these girls waiting for the rides to come by, or you go into these websites that, quite frankly, could be monitored and could be shut down a heck of a lot more. There's reports. I've seen the Justice Department suggested that more than 1.6 million American juveniles run away or kicked out of home each year. And they're estimating that several hundred thousand kids are sexually trafficked each year in the United States. That's just a staggering figure in our country. And then you look at what happens throughout the rest of the world. So just make that point that with Lincoln's birthday, we talked a lot about the Civil War. The issue then, apparently, to Lincoln was not slavery. It was preserving the Union. And I don't want to go back and refight the Civil War. But, you know, I was when I go to Washington, D.C., I like to stay at the Willard Hotel. It's this wonderful old hotel, been there for several hundred years, right across from the White House. And did you know that the night before Lincoln was sworn in as president, the Willard was the nation's largest hotel? I didn't know that's the nation's largest hotel. And for about 3 weeks before Lincoln was sworn in, they had some 131 delegates from 21 states, and they met continually to find a solution, to try to find a solution for saving the Union without going to war. And they had judges and legislators and even a former president, John Tyler. They argued and they cajoled and they pleaded with one another for a way out of this huge looming conflict. You can imagine the pressures. They knew they were, you know, you just didn't go to war overnight. This idea that a Louisiana general fired on Fort Sumter and all of a sudden the whole nation goes bonkers to fight, that didn't happen at all. This took place over months and months and months of these arguments going on. And so at the Willard Hotel, as a last ditch effort, the delegates pleaded with Lincoln to join them for some direction and leadership, and Lincoln declined. He said, "No, I'm just not going to come get all involved." And so he backed off. We come in and get deeper and deeper. No reasonable voices are able to emerge. And that's my problem with Lincoln. I mean, you can look at, imagine today if President George Bush or President Barack Obama stood by and let some 6 million Americans kill, maybe 10 million, whatever the figure is. You know, the initial Civil War reports were 600,000, but then that's been revised up to 1 million soldiers killing each other. And then after the war, you see, there was no preparation for what to do after the war, so slaves were freed, and people were trying, or their homes had been destroyed. So the disease set in, the dysentery, the disease set in. So another million were killed then. So we lost 2 million people. That's the equivalent of well over 10 million people today. What would we think if these, either one of these recent presidents let 10 million people kill each other, die? That's the number of deaths. And then I think Lincoln failed the test. So in any event, I just make this point that it was nice to celebrate the president, the birthday of any president. In the case of Abraham Lincoln, I don't think he met the test. I think when the chips were down, he didn't rise to the occasion. Saving the Union was not paramount to leading to the deaths of 2 million American citizens back that time. So just share that with you. And again, I write about the Civil War a good bit on my website. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Still a huge interest in so many activities of American history. I've got a small publishing company called the Lisbon Press. You can go to it again on that website at jimbrownusa.com. And the manuscripts I get, and the people that continue to write, just amazing to me, the interest of people wanting to sit down and tell their family stories or family history. I get inquiries all the time. How do I write a book? Say, Jim, you've written 3 or 4 books, and you've got a publishing company, and you've published a number of books by a number of authors. Well, I got a great book in me. And you know, everybody's got a great book in them. You've got a family history. You've got ties to your community. You've got relatives that have done some very special things, maybe in World War II or over a period of time made a great contribution to this country. Maybe something very special happened on travels that you made abroad. You want to say something about it. How do I write a book? Very simply, just sit down and start putting your words to paper. Maybe you do it by hand. When I first wrote my first couple of books, I dictated them. I had a young lady that typed them. I had an old dictating machine, and I dictated the books. Then I got to where I was pretty good on a computer. My handwriting is not very good. I don't write very quickly, but some people write out in longhand. And get your thoughts down just to tell your story. Then you get some help for someone to revise it and help you put it in perspective. But everybody's got a book in you, and you ought to express yourself. If nothing else, then just to keep in a family heirloom to let your kids and grandkids know a very special event in your life. Hey, we're going to get some news at the top of the hour. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to come on back and talk about computers and the brain, and we're going to talk about NASA, federal judges, end of life, you name it. We're talking about it on the Common Sense Show. Fresh up your coffee, and Jim Brown will be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.